What is up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 191 of Strong the Iron Will Way. As many of you guys know, we have two kids. At the time of this recording, my son is 7 and my daughter is just about 11. Today was probably one of the worst parenting mornings in history for me. My son, who is a very good student, actually, sometimes, as a 7-year-old, just doesn't want to go to school. And when you're 7 and don't want to go to school, you really don't want to go to school. And as any of you guys have young children know, it's very hard to rationalize with a 7-year-old why he needs to go to school. So, the usual, I hate school, why do I even need school? There's a couple subjects that he doesn't feel like he's good in, so he doesn't want to go because he doesn't like to not be good at them. So there's one adult lesson for us. Why would we not want to do things that we're not good at, particularly when he's going there to become good at it, right? So I try to explain that to him, but that kind of falls on deaf ears to a child. So I was trying to explain to him why he needs to go to school. Now, this is not a parenting podcast because, quite frankly, I don't have any fucking advice to give on parenting because I didn't know what the fuck to do today. Today sucked. But what I thought about was how many times we as adults are kind of kicking and screaming about going to the gym, about going shopping for our food to eat properly, all the things that we talk about here in this podcast, about things that we need to do to get better, for just better ourselves in general, right? Work out, eat properly, read instead of watch TV, all that good stuff for personal development and ongoing growth. But many times, I'm sure most of you guys, are kind of kicking and screaming and stomping your feet, like, I don't want to work out today, I don't want to go grocery shopping today, I don't want to meal prep today. But for us, adults, because we can hopefully think things through a little better than a 7-year-old, that's when we really have to go back to why we are doing all this. And I think what happens sometimes along this journey is we kind of forget that point. It becomes a thing that we just have to do, should do. It becomes part of our routine, but we lose sight of the big picture. Like, why are we doing this shit? So I think it's important to have constant reminders of why. Why did we start? What is our ultimate goal? What are we trying to accomplish? And that's going to be different for everybody, okay? But I believe we should all make a little list of those things. Like, what made you even want to do this in the first place? What ultimately do you want to achieve by this? And that might be a lot of times it starts with weight loss or looking a certain way. And then it kind of morphs into feeling a certain way and proving to yourself certain things and overcoming obstacles and, teaching yourself that lesson on a daily basis that you have to do things that you don't enjoy doing to get where you want to be. Such a life lesson, you know. I think oftentimes, when I'm squatting, for example, if I was going to think of a workout day that I'm the most, like, I don't want to fucking do this today. It's probably heavy squatting, leg day, stuff like that. And what I've noticed for me personally is that the dread of doing it far outweighs how hard it is to actually do, right? That's the whole thing with procrastination. It's like doing the thing you're procrastinating. I don't care if it's raking your fucking leaves or doing the dishes. When you finally start doing them, it's not that bad. It's just the thought of doing them, having it hanging over your head. So number one takeaway from that is just fucking start. Just do it. Don't give yourself the option to sit there and agonize over doing it. If you're supposed to work out today, you're supposed to work out today. So don't lay there thinking about it and postpone it. Just drive to the fucking gym and start doing it. And if it's a heavy squat day, get warmed up and just get ready to go. So what I notice about that is the weight's on the bar. I'm standing there getting ready to go and I'm like, oh my God, like I just don't want to do this, right? My body's giving me all the, well, I shouldn't say that. My body is sending signal. My brain doesn't want to do it. You know, my body knows what it's going to feel like. My brain is saying, don't do it. Who needs it? What's the point? Like all that stuff. But when I finally am able to override that, okay, which is not easy to do, by the way, even for someone that's been doing it for a long fucking time, and I get get that bar on my shoulders, that right there is the hardest part. Standing there at the top with the weight on my back. Because I have to, like, it's basically like being at the edge of the cliff, right? And you have to force yourself to jump. It reminds me of when you see people that are just learning to swim or kids on the end of a diving board, right? They're ready to jump off that high board into the deep water. They're afraid. They're hesitant. They're filled with fear and all of the what ifs and what might happen. And that it's very hard for them to pull the trigger and jump. Right? Same thing if you watch somebody skydive or bungee jump, there's just that hesitation. They're just holding on. Where they almost need someone to give them a kick in the ass. Just push them off the board. Push them off the thing that they're bungee jumping off. Push them off the bridge, right? But what happens is once we leave that diving board, it's so easy. It's getting yourself to jump off the board that's so hard. And it's not any different than squatting. Once you start to descend, once your mind says shut the fuck up and go, and you bend your knees and start going down, the rest is not that hard because your body kicks in and takes over and does it. And then you repeat that again and again for however many times you got to do it. And then when you're done, you have this feeling of accomplishment, right? Because you got through the hardest part. The hardest part was just making yourself do it. So I try to remind myself of that every time I don't want to work out or I don't want to sit down and write something I have to do. If I don't want to sit down and do numbers work for the gym, that's the stuff that I hate. I just remind myself, just get started. Because once I start, I don't mind any of it. It's the thought of doing it, okay? And then the other message, which I touched on earlier, was keeping that goal, that why. Why are you doing this? Keeping that top of mind is a huge, huge thing. When I was competing as a bodybuilder, and every time I had to go work out, and even back then, you know, doing legs was just always like, oh my God. I literally would go through the bodybuilding magazines. Back then it was all magazines. And I found a guy who had amazing legs. And I cut a picture of this guy's legs out, and I taped them to my water bottle. And every time I was at the gym and I was talking myself out of doing legs hard, I looked at that picture. And I reminded myself that that was my goal, was to develop legs like that guy's. And the only way I was going to do it was by getting under that squat bar. So it might be a visual representation of where you want to be. It might be an old picture of you when you were in a physical kind of shape that you would like to get back in. It might be a photograph of somebody else who's in the kind of shape you want to be in. What I would say about that, though, is make sure that we're choosing somebody that's aspirational in terms of it's got to be somebody that's your mind can kind of believe it's possible. I wouldn't suggest picking Mr. or Mrs. Olympia, but you know, somebody that's got a similar body type than you but is in a place where you'd like to be, right? Because we're not about creating bodybuilders at this point. We're not about creating perfection. We're just being a better version. So maybe you see someone, you know, I was always a short guy with not the biggest frame, so I'd pick the bodybuilder that was closest in kind of a physical makeup that I was, but who was just more physically developed, and that would be my motivation. It would be hard for me to stretch my subconscious into believing that I was going to be some guy that was 6'4" and 300 pounds. Okay, so I found a guy that was 5'6" and 200 pounds. But you get what I'm saying. You know, pick something that inspires you. Now, it doesn't have to be that. You know, not all of us are working out to achieve a cosmetic goal. I mean, it's kind of always part of it. I think it's how it starts. But maybe it's a certain strength level you want to achieve. Maybe it's a certain level of conditioning. You want to be able to run a 5K. Maybe you want to get a better result on your next doctor's checkup, right? Maybe your last doctor's checkup was shit, cholesterol, blood sugar all over the place. Print that fucker out. Stick it on your fridge. Put that somewhere where you're going to see it every morning. The bad report. Remind yourself why you're doing this, why you're getting up early, why you're meal prepping, because you want to fix that. If you got a good one, your last visit after working out, print that one out. Put them side by side. Highlight before and afters, right? If you're doing well and you've hit some strength PRs, write those down somewhere. Write down your new goal. Put it where you're going to see it before you go to sleep. Put it where you're going to see it when you first wake up. But find that reason. It might just be a sentence. It might just be you want to be an inspiration for your children to show them what hard work can do. You want to show them that you don't quit and that you stay to your commitments. Write that down on an index card, man. Put it next to your bed. Look at it before you go to sleep. Look at it before you wake up. All that stuff sounds kind of hokey, but trust me, it works. You know, when you're asleep, it's proven that your subconscious is working. You know, the phrase sleep on it exists because the body, the mind kind of figures things out and puts puzzles together overnight while it's sleeping. So this is where a lot of times you think about something, maybe you have a challenge in your life, think about that before you go to bed. Don't have anxiety about it. Just plant the seed, like, hey, here's my situation. I need to come up with a solution to this. And let it simmer. Put it on the back burner. Lay down. Go to sleep. A lot of times you wake up in the morning with this, like, boom, hey, that's it, right? So there is real benefit to having that why top of mind. So think about why before you go to sleep. Think about why when you wake up. Put your why on your water bottle, in your gym bag, in your daily planner, in your phone. Have a picture or two saved in your phone somewhere that you can access when you need some inspiration. Have your quotes written down that you need inspiration. But something, and go back to that a lot, because when you lose track of your why is when you don't want to do the things that you need to do, because you very often won't just want to do them. You know, I don't think I've ever woken up and said, I feel like doing heavy squats today. I literally don't think I ever have. I feel like achieving a certain result, so I know that doing the heavy squats is necessary for that, and then I'm excited for them because of that, right? I'm excited to go to school if I'm a kid who wants to get into a certain college, if I want to learn about a certain subject so I can do that for a living. Then I'm excited for school. I'm excited to study because I want to pass the test, which is going to give me the degree or the diploma that I want, or put me where I want to be. Understand? So occasionally you might see people like, quote unquote, like studying. I don't think if there wasn't a end result from that studying that they would actually like it. It's really just that they're focused on the end goal and they have kept a very good why at their top of mind. Think about that, guys. Have a great day.